Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio coming with our next episode here. It's a little bit different. This past weekend, I took a trip down to the AC Comic Con and actually had the honor. It was a brief moment in time, but I had an honor to have a quick talk with two of best actors in television and movies in the past 20-25 years. And those two gentlemen are Giancarlo Esposito and Edward James Olmos. To me, I was very honored to even have a brief opportunity, and it's not even more than I've had maybe 8-7 minutes between both of the gentlemen in question. But it was just a real great chance to talk and to get into the minds of these great actors. And first we start off with Mr. Esposito, and the audio is a little bit bad, so, you know, pardon the bad audio with this. But we talked with Mr. Esposito in the beginning about his role in the movie Money Monster, as well as a few other questions I had concerning the experience that he had while working with Spike Lee, to his character Gus from Breaking Bad, etc., etc. After that, I had the chance to talk with Mr. Edward James Olmos, and we talked everything concerning his Zoot Suit breakout movie, everything up to Miami Vice, Battlestar Galactica, etc., etc. But one thing that he did mention to me, which we will talk about a little later on when we get to Mr. Olmos's part of the interview, is he is part of the organization Voto Latino. Just take a gander. Again, sorry for the audio, but I hope you guys dig this interview I had with both of these guys. And just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't. And see, say, weather. Peace.
Tactical unit who responds to all of the hostage situations that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, head of Midtown South. So there's a special unit that responds to anything that's hostage driven and has to be the liaison between SWAT, task force, FBI, and any other agency, but has to defuse the situation.
Right, right. Now, do you feel, as far as Hollywood in general, do you feel that there's still an issue with people of color as far as getting lead roles, or is that where Latinos, African Americans, Asians, do you feel that there's still an issue?
Things are changing incrementally, but it's still, they've taken a turn for the worse with the advent of the $20 million star and all the superhero films that are coming out. Because those are no longer driven by character acting, it's driven by tentpole movies. So it is changing in the independent world, but there's very few independent films left.
Okay. Now, you've been with Spike Lee for about 4 films, if I'm correct. And how has he... Did he mold you in any sort of way as an actor, or what did you learn from Spike, and what did you
I was acting long before I ever worked with Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, Spike was a young buck when I was acting. I mean, he started his film career after I had been in the business for a long time. I like Spike. I think he does good movies. I think he is somewhat of a provocateur in his films. But I think he brings up great subject matter and has great amount of nurturing and support for the African-American and Latino community.
I haven't seen it yet.
And now with Gus and Breaking Bad, are we looking at maybe him coming with Saul, with the series coming back in? There was a little hint at the end of the
maybe
season 2.
It's possible.
It's possible. Did you miss Revolution at all? I mean, I thought it was a great show.
I do miss Revolution. I think it was a great show. I can't understand why NBC took it off the air, other than numbers, that it was an expensive show. But I think that was a big mistake for NBC. The show was a great show.
And after everything that you've done in your career, I mean, for any aspiring actors, what would be the advice that you would want to give them?
Read everything and study. It doesn't come easy. It takes sacrifice and dedication.
It's an honor, sir. Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Take care.
second part of our interview that we had with both Giancarlo Esposito and Mr. Edward James Olmos. Right now we're going to get into the interview with Edward James Olmos. When I got to the event where both of these gentlemen were at, of course, I was a little bit nervous. What am I going to say? How am I going to act? You know, it's just being in the presence of these two gentlemen who have so much experience between them, the knowledge that you can get from these guys is just priceless. So all the up-and-coming actors can really understand the business and the ins and outs of Hollywood. With Mr. Edward James Olmos, he is involved in an organization called Voto Latino. If you want to find out more about it, just go to www.votolatino.org. But right now, we're going to get into this interview here with Mr. Olmos. And Armando, just want to let you know, I did put a good word in for you, I hope. And crossing fingers, Mr. Olmos will take heed. And maybe he can get you into something in the very near future. So enough with me running the mouth, and let's get into Mr. Edward James Olmos' interview. Check it out.
Mr. Olmos, it's an honor to meet you. Con mucho gusto. Let's see, where can we start? How hard has it been throughout your career not to be typecasted by Hollywood? Because, you know, obviously with us Latinos, it's hard to get into the business and actually have leading roles in major films or just in sitcoms.
I know, everyone knows it was very difficult. One of the hardest things that I've gone through is trying to stay in this business and be able to do stories that really I have passion for. And I, it took me a long time. I'm very lucky. It was this role that changed everything for me. That was the role that did.
That was your breakout role in Suits.
Not only a breakout role for me as an actor, but it was a breakout role for the Latino community. Everyone, every Latino in this country benefited from that character coming to life.
Well,
it brought a tremendous awareness to the cultures and allowed them to see that we can make money.
Now, from all of the movies that you did, from your character from El Pachuco to Lieutenant Castillo to even up to Battlestar Galactica, what character represents you the most? Where do you see yourself kind of similar to?
Well, that, you know, they're all part of me. There was a question asked in the seminar this morning. Were you there?
No, sir, I was not.
I wish you would have been there. You would have appreciated it. You would have liked it. The question was asked, how much of me is in character? And how much of my character do I take with me? And I said, it's pretty much both.
Right.
As much of me as I can put into my characters, and as much of the characters that I really appreciate their who they are, what they are, comes with me, stays with me.
Now, you mentioned in one of your past interviews that you always wanted to have creative control and non-exclusive rights, creative control of your character and just rights for your own.
Right.
Now, has that, in all the roles that you've been in, has that kind of been a little bit of a problem just trying to do your own independent projects?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very difficult to be independent, but it's even more difficult to be have artistic control of the characters that you perform. It takes an awful lot. There's very few of us that can do that.
Yeah, because I remember when you mentioned about Miami Vice, you were going back and forth with Michael Mann over and over, but the main thing you said, you wanted creative control of your characters, which you've had in all of your films.
Since then, that's what it took to get all of this work done. Not like you just ask for it and you give it to them.
Right, exactly.
You have to earn that position, and that position is very difficult to get.
Right.
I don't know too many actors that have it.
Okay. In light of everything that's been happening here with the presidential election, you already know what the Republican candidate said. We won't even mention his name. As a Latino, as a Mexicano, how did that make you feel initially when you heard his commentaries, and seeing now that he's literally the front runner in the Republican Party for President of the United States?
I think that the Republican Party and the people who voted for him deserved it. And I think that people who understand what that means deserve to understand it. And this is what I'm doing. And I think the most important aspect of right now of living is to realize what is going on. That campaign is 24/7 on every Spanish-speaking television network in America.
Just one final one, and I appreciate the time and opportunity. For other Latinos that are trying to get into the business, like a friend of mine, actually one of my fraternity brothers, Armando Batista, he's done a couple roles, small roles, like in NBC lately. These up-and-coming Latinos, what would be the best advice to give to them?
Don't stop. Mm-hmm. Keep every day from now until the day you die. Do not stop. The only ones that don't make it are the ones who stop. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. You'll get there.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
Todos los bailes juntos. Vamos a bailar el swing.